The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case that could have huge implications for voting rights. It's the most significant elections case since 2013, when the court struck down key parts of the Voting Rights Act. Since then, conservatives have expanded their majority on the court, and our voting rights advocates fear this case could pave the way for Republican lawmakers on the state level to make it harder to vote. Let's bring in Emily Bazelon. She's a senior researcher at Yale Law School and staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Hi, Emily.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's break this down a little bit. Arizona's attorney general is defending two laws in his state before the court today. What exactly is at issue here?
So directly at issue are two restrictions on voting in Arizona. One of them says that if you cast your ballot at the wrong precinct, it's going to get thrown out. And the other provision makes it a crime to collect the ballots of other people for delivery unless you are a family member or a caregiver or an election official. So those are the two provisions directly at stake here. And the Democratic Party in Arizona, which is challenging them, says that these provisions are having a disproportionate effect on Latino and especially Native American voters who tend to have less access to polling places because they live in remote areas.
Okay, this case could have implications far beyond Arizona because the larger issue here is a section of the Voting Rights Act that prohibits voting restrictions based on race. What does today's case mean for the Voting Rights Act specifically?
Yeah, so we're talking about Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. And that section lets people challenge a restriction on voting if they can show that it abridges the right to vote based on race. So the big question here is, what's the test? How do you win a case like that? And that question, the standard that the Supreme Court could set in this case, that would affect all kinds of restrictions on voting and whether they can be challenged. Things like closing a polling place in a Black or Latino neighborhood, or even just making it harder to vote by mail for everybody. The question is, if those kinds of provisions have a disproportionate impact based on race, what do you have to prove to win the case?
Okay, I mentioned the court back in 2013 struck down key parts of the Voting Rights Act. And this case comes as Republican state lawmakers across the country are proposing new restrictions on voting. Is it possible the justices could issue a ruling narrow enough that it affects just Arizona? Or could this case determine the fate of those future voting restrictions that are in question as well?
Well, the court could issue a decision that's narrow in terms of the kinds of voting restrictions at issue in Arizona. But the court's rulings always have national implications. And what's really at issue here are sort of two forces colliding. So before 2013 and the Supreme Court's last big Voting Rights Act ruling, the country relied on the Department of Justice to have to pre-approve changes to things like closing polling places that might have more of an impact on minorities of voters. The Supreme Court said, no, the Justice Department doesn't get to do that anymore. Now plaintiffs have to use this other part of the Voting Rights Act, Section 2, to challenge voting restrictions after they go into effect. And so we have this big case about what the test is for those challenges, as more than 200 bills across the country in most of the states are being proposed that would impose new voting restrictions. And so, you know, these are the issues here. What happens to those bills? How can they be challenged in court?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you've been listening to oral arguments. What did you hear today? Any sign of how the justices might rule based on the questions that were asked?
Well, you know, we have this new, stronger conservative majority on the Supreme Court that, like, is just kind of getting started. And it's interesting to watch that dynamic because this is a very partisan battle, this case. It pits the Democratic Party of Arizona against the Republican Party and the state of Arizona. And so I was listening especially to the conservative voices on the court. I did hear some hints of openness to the argument that there should be a pretty substantial right under Section 2 to challenge voting restrictions. I heard hints like that a little bit from Chief Justice John Roberts, and Amy Coney Barrett, who's the newest Supreme Court justice, also had an interesting moment where she said, reducing opportunity is reducing opportunity, even if there are other avenues of voting to voters of color. And so that was an interesting observation. But, you know, we have very little experience of watching how Justice Barrett's comments and oral argument translate into results. So we're going to have to watch.
Yes. I mean, before I let you go, when do you think a ruling might come down?
You know, I think this is a big case, and so it's likely to take a few months. Could even be the end of the term in June, which is when we tend to get the biggest decisions of the year.
Emily Bazelon is a senior research scholar at Yale Law School and staff writer at the New York Times Magazine. As always, thank you.
Thanks so much.